Brandy McMichael, how you doing, man?
What up, Jay? What's going on, baby? I think the thing is, because you in Atlanta right now, so you know how Atlanta's doing right now. So the first question should not be, how's Atlanta doing? You know how we do it up there, man. But, yeah, as always, brother, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Of course. I know things. They made the selection, and everybody had to go, what? You know, what are they doing? Look, I don't think anybody has a problem with Michael Penix Jr. as the quarterback. But right. it's the idea of almost like trying to prioritize now and the future. Didn't you bring in Cousins to win now? Can't you worry about the quarterback, like, I don't know, a year or two from now? I don't know.
I think, JR, the biggest thing is exactly what you said, is the win now and for later. Because you look at this team, you go get a Kirk Cousins. You don't get a Kirk Cousins because you're trying to rebuild. You get a Kirk Cousins and give him the contract that he got because you're trying to win right now. And that's the thing that they're trying to do. Right. Okay. So then you look at it from a standpoint, you have a top 10 pick to be able to go and get an immediately impactful player right there. And then you go get a guy that might not play for 3 years. And so when you look at those two things, you get up in arms about it. I'm not as up in arms, JR, because I love Michael Penix. I love this pick. But I go back to what you just said previously. I'm confused because why did you go get Kirk Cousins and give him all that money? What was the timeline? Did you know you were going to get Michael Penix? Did you know you wanted to get a younger quarterback at 8? There's so many. Those are the things that I have questions about, is the timeline of how this happened.
Yeah, and Randy, this is going to be genius if Kirk Cousins goes down at some point in the season and Penix saves him, or I don't know. There's a possibility that this works out sooner than later. I mean, what are the realistic odds that Penix is sitting around for the next, I don't know, 3 years? Highly unlikely, right?
They better hope he does. They better hope that the Falcons and Falcon fans and everybody in the league don't see, only time you get to see Michael Penix is in a blowout or in preseason. No. You invested too much money in Kirk Cousins for him not to be the starter for the next 2 years at least. Because if that's the case, then Ra and Terry won't get to see their first-round quarterback pick play because they're going to lose their job. Me and Andy here in Atlanta, me and Andy Bunker, we have a saying that's saying with the chest. If you listen to the whole thing, the whole presser last night, Raheem said this. He said, we picked him because we don't intend being here anymore. All right. Basically, what they're saying is that with the team that we have now, we don't need a first-round defensive end. We don't need a first-round cornerback. We are where we are, and we can add a corner, a edge rusher, and other things after the first round because this is how good we are. And you know what? This is how good a coaches that we are, that we're going to get the best out of this team. So, yeah, Michael Penix needs to play in preseason and in a blowout, maybe take a knee at the end of a game or something. But him playing, that might be disastrous for them if it doesn't go well with Kirk Cousins.
Randy McMichael is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Was this selection almost like market correction? Were the Falcons so bruised over the past several years, moving on from Matt Ryan, chasing Watson, having a look at Ritter and Heinicke? Is this like a I don't want to say desperation, but is this like, hey, we're a wounded animal, now we got to strike?
Well, I think the thing with it, Jay, is that I think the one thing that you look at when you look at this whole process is go back to a certain amount of things that the owner, Arthur Blank, was saying. He said that the Super Bowl needed a succession plan, long-term answer quarterback. Because you think about it, Jay, for 13 to 14 years, he had consistent quarterback play. He knew that for the most part, they were not going to lose because they had bad quarterback play. In the last 3 years, Mr. Blank looked at it like, damn, the quarterback play is raggedy. And we got to get back here. I don't ever want to be back at this situation again. I'm not saying that Arthur Smith drove this pick. Now, I do believe Arthur Blank drove the pursuit of Deshaun Watson. I don't think that was the case here. But I do think that it was a collaborative effort that they want to get better for the future because they look at it from a standpoint like Ross said last night. We're never going to be here again. We're never going to have an opportunity at a player like this again at the most important position in football. So let's take him because you know what? We got a good quarterback right now. We got a good enough football team to compete. Let's just add some more parts. And there's also the point where, you know, by the time Kirk's done and all the young stars like Bijan and Drake and all those that, they'll be coming up for new deals. And then Michael Penix will be on a rookie contract. I know that sounds funny, but, hey, Jay, I'm trying to spin it any way I can.
I understand that. 11-year NFL vet Randy McMichael is here with us. Outside of the Falcons, any other moves that took place last night that kind of caught your attention, whether for a good or bad reason?
I think, the first defensive player going at 14, I think it was a big thing to go out there and get all these offensive players. I mean, the tackles went off. Of course, obviously, the quarterbacks went off. I thought that Denver reached for Bo Nix, but I hope I'm wrong because I want everybody to succeed. I think they were just desperate right there at 12, even though I had them in my own mock grabbing him at 12. I think that the Vegas Raiders, I love Brock Bowers, and I think that's a great pick, but I think they got to a point, Jared, where they were like, damn, all the quarterbacks are gone. What are we going to do now? Let's take the best player available, because I know for a fact they were calling Atlanta trying to get up to at least get Michael Penix there. I had it in my mock as they traded with Atlanta from 13-8 to get Michael Penix, but obviously that didn't happen. But I think that was my biggest thing outside of, where the tackles went. I think Joe Alt is going to be a or C.J. Latham, don't know a lot about him. Is he going to play right? Is he going to play left? Are they going to play him at guard? But I just thought overall the biggest thing was the Michael Penix thing.
Well, Randy, man, you talk about the Raiders and tight end. You played tight end in the league. That was your position. Our guy Brock, you went to Georgia. How is he in a good situation? They already got a tight end in Meyer. How is that going to work out? They're going to run two tight end sets out there?
Yeah, well, JR, you can never have enough tight ends on the field, my dog. That's how I'm speaking about it. I think one of the things about Brock is his versatility. Now, Meyer, I loved him coming out of college, and I think that he is a big-time player. He's a wide tight end that can do some things. And what I mean by wide tight end, a guy who can be attached to the tackle for the most part and run routes and block and all those different things. Brock Bowers, you can put him anywhere on the field, and he's going to get busy. A lot like how, and I heard Julian, I know he is what he is, he's a little old school and all that. But he did make a great point. I thought about it, thinking about a tight end in my era, Dallas Clark. Dallas Clark was so prolific at what he did. Now, Dallas can't run with the ball like Brock can, but as far as lining him up in that slot and letting him do his thing, I can see Brock Bowers doing a lot of those things that Dallas did.
Randy McMichael is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to move through the second round. We're then going to get into camps, and there's so many expectations around the quarterback. Six of them that were taken. What quarterback do you think is going to end up with the highest ceiling? Who has the ability to be the best out of this group?
It better be Michael Dan Penix, JR. because we know of the six, three of them are going to be busts. One of them's going to be a franchise. One might be all right, and another one's going to be a backup. That's just the way it goes. Yeah. And, I think Caleb has so many special tools. And he's going to a very good situation, because very rarely do you see a team, JR, that's 7-9, that gets the number one overall pick, and that goes into a situation where you got a Keenan Allen, where you got an established number one receiver, where you got a good back, a nice offensive line, good defense. All he has to do is just grow with it and not try to do too much. I love me some Jay Daniels. I just do, JR. I love everything about his game, his versatility, his ability to throw off, different platforms, him running the football the way he does. So I'm going to go with probably Jaden Daniels, because he was my favorite quarterback in this draft. But it better be them. It's living here in Atlanta, JR, and having to deal with these Falcons fans, it better be Michael Penix Jr.
I hear that, Randy. Listen, Roger Goodell did some talking between last night and today. One of the points that he made is about expanding, and we knew it was coming, expanding the regular season again, this time to 18 games, maybe even pushing the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend. Man, you played 11 years, you got your bumps, you got your bruises, you played your whole life before you got to the league in college. What is an 18-game season and two preseason games going to do to the NFL? Does it even matter about the preseason?
No, it does not. First of all, the Super Bowl thing should always be on President's Day, because nobody should have to work Monday after a Super Bowl. I just always have believed that. But the second thing is this, Jared, they don't care. These folks don't, these owners don't care. Now, the one thing that the owners did, and you remember, you had to pay pretty much full price tickets for the preseason game, that fourth game that ain't nobody going to. Mm-hmm. And if you're a season ticket holder, you gotta pay for those to get your season tickets. So as long as they're reducing the preseason. The thing with the preseason is this. I hated the preseason. I hated playing it, but I know I need to play in it. you know, because it gets you in that little rhythm. You keep reducing all of the things that make football the fundamentals itself. Practicing, tackle, not necessarily tackling, but hitting each other, putting pads on. They're taking that out of the game because they want more of the finished product, rightfully so, because that's there. What is that probably per weekend? $200 million? Mm-hmm. That's maybe like $200 million for the NFL to play that extra game. So, yeah, the one thing I don't want to hear about, and people have said it, I don't want to hear about no player safety or none of that. Don't want to hear about it. I saw today, JR, they're reading it. They're talking about having people wear them guardian caps in football games.
Yeah, they're allowed now. Yeah,
that's why I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, I know me. I want to be smooth. I don't want that thing on my helmet. But that's where the NFL is going, because that concussion lawsuit spooked them. And it made the point, okay, we can't give them no more money, but yet you're going to put us in more football games. Don't want to give people benefits after they're done playing. Make it hard as hell for these players to get their workers' comp benefits, but yet you want to just keep putting them out there in a situation where they're going to have to play. So, yeah, that's how I look at it.
Well, listen, Randy, you played in the league. I got a lot of friends who played in the league. I sure as hell did not. And I wish I was joking about this. With some of the rule changes that we have had, some of the rule changes that are taking place now, you know, like with the kickoff and what have you, what realistically, and it might be impossible to guess, but what is this game going to look like? And I say, I don't know, another 30 years, 35 years. Like, is it really going to be you got to shove them to the ground? You can't grab them? Like, are you concerned about that?
No, I don't want to say I'm concerned about it, Jay. I just think that when you view the way, because I'm an offensive player, I've always been an offensive player, and I know, you know, earlier this offseason they banned that hip drop tackle. I was hip drop tackled and broke my leg, and so I don't give a damn. I get rid of it, and that's just me as an offensive player, how I view things like that. But then you look at the long run of it, it's hard as, because people, you remember that line, JR, in Any Given Sunday, Tony, people want to see touchdowns. They want to see, you
yeah,
know what
offense,
I mean? That's
yeah.
That's what they want to see. They want to see the touchdowns. They want to see the offense and everything like that. And so they try to gear the game as much as possible to that. And so as long as they keep doing that, people aren't going to be able to hit each other.
Yeah, things change. Times change. That much we know. Hey, Randy, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. I'm sure we'll talk again later this year when Penix takes the job away from Mr. Cousins.
Come on, man.
JR.
JR, it's a sensitive time here. It's sensitive, all right? It's sensitive. Don't do that.
I'm saying. Where can people keep up with you? I know you're on the middays, Andy and Randy. Where can people follow you online, all that good stuff, Matt?
Oh, man, I'm Randy Mac 81 at all Twitter, Instagram, everything like that, man. Just give me a holler. I'm sorry, but I got my 2-year-old here. We just pulled up to his favorite place, so he just decided to get out the car, man.
Hey, that's how it rolls. We'll do a play date soon, Mac. I'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, my family. You be good, bro.